brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to be live here for a further 3 hours. We are opening the phones up right now, and then I'm going to blitz through masses of vital news and information today. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Well, Alex, I woke up back in 1991 when I was on bulletin board systems, and they were loosely networked, and that's why I think we need to start getting back into is these networks that, you know, ultimately the information did come from the Internet that woke me up. But, you know, I woke up to things like the Federal Reserve and Ron Paul and other congressmen who've been trying for decades to end the Fed or the health tyranny or all these other things. I started out becoming aware and actually going to Republican and Democrat campaign offices to present them with some of this information, and the depth of the silence was deafening. But I think, you know, as a backup, as an auxiliary plan, I know we want to keep the web, but if the government knows that we're going over to these other networks and these other structures, then maybe they'll think twice about, you know, playing a game of whack-a-mole with us. I mean, back then, I put out the national listing of BBSs, and then we'll have to put together a list of networks and bulletin board systems that we can call on the phone to access. And back in 1996, when I stopped the listing, I ended up with over 330. I can just imagine if people were to go back to that now, or if we were forced to, but it'd be a lot better than fax machines. And when it comes to Drudge, I mean, he's one of the people who helped wake me up too, but, you know, he's again come full circle because he started becoming a propagandist, and now he's coming back to your information, so I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, sir, I appreciate your call, Chris. Let me break something down, though. Here's the problem. Under cybersecurity, all IT infrastructures by law must be wired in to the Pentagon and the 15-plus giant cybersecurity facilities they've built or are building. Okay, I mean, these are gigantic facilities. Microsoft gets most of the big contracts. I mean, it's $3 billion contract this year alone. $3 billion just to administer it. And that's only one layer of it. They've got private groups. It's all in there. I'm going to cover it coming up in the last hour today. And so you're not going to have your BBS systems. They're going to shut those down, too. We have to hold them. We have to say no to their censorship and not just talk about ways around it. Separately, we need to as well. I agree with you, Chris. I've had a plan for several years. I just can only implement so much here because of funding and other issues. But I do plan, and I encourage others to do it. We're going to have like a paper where we can send somebody a file or even mail them a file on a disc or whatever of a newspaper with our stories, with places for you to put some of your stories locally if you want. We'll give you different versions. It'll have space for your ads. Our ads will be placed. So you can just take it to a print shop and print. The term tabloid doesn't mean like classic newspaper. It means a side fold sheet. You understand? So kind of a tabloid design or shape. A smaller newspaper. It looks like a green sheets. And I hope other people go out and do this. I mean, I'm not here like hoarding my ideas. It's mine. No. You know, I don't want anybody to know until I do it. Launch it. Everybody launch it. Do it yourselves. Because you can have one with national news, and then everybody can get it in their cities and towns and have a section for local news and write about the New World Order in their area, and it's going to be devastating to the New World Order. It's going to be devastating. But it's going to take capital and probably 5 more people hired. So we've got to continue to try to raise the war chest here so we can wage war on the New World Order.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now 8 minutes into hour number two. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be going to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Man, I'm working on news stories. I'm working on videos, films, information during the breaks. And then as the bumper music plays, I'm like shouting orders into my intercom system while we go on air. There's just too much happening, too much going on. U.S. government plans new climate service, an end run around Congress. That's coming up. They're moving to ban basically all over-the-counter vitamins, minerals, nutrients in Canada. That's in the National Post. Exposed naked body scanner images of film star printed, circulated by airport staff. That's the big prisonplanet.com top story. 75% of Americans are angry at government's current policies. Rasmussen poll. U.S. faces serious threats in cybersecurity, says John Brennan. Government needs to take over web. May shut down web to, quote, protect it. Internet censorship alert. Alex Jones exposes agenda to blacklist dissenting sites and licensed users. Key video and article by Aaron Dykes. 911 health lawsuits raise credibility concerns. AP investigation finds inconsistent claims about sickness from Ground Zero, now demonizing the sick and dying police, military, and medical workers. Unbelievable. Another New York Post article demonizing them. The outrage is just off the charts. Huckabee says he absolutely backs drive to bomb Iran. Iran asked UN atomic body to oversee fuel production, but our media doesn't even report that. China hawks demand cold war with the U.S., Times of London. So they hold the majority of our debt, the largest portion of it, and have got all our weapon systems and everything we sell to Israel, they end up giving to China. That's even in the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz. And it doesn't matter. The real threat's Iran. We got to attack them, yeah, because there's somebody they think they can attack. Hillary says to China, vote for Iran's sanctions now or face Gulf confrontation and oil cutoff. I mean, just incredible. Incredible stuff happening. Troops randomly patrol streets in Pittsburgh, respond to domestic disputes, regular U.S. Army and National Guard. Geithner lies in Bloomberg and says U.S. will never lose AAA debt rating, which has basically already happened unofficially. Rash of retirements pushes Social Security to the brink of bankruptcy. Another story here, will Obama play the war card? Sarah Palin calls for it. Wall Street's now shifting the majority of their donations to Republicans when they had the majority, 4-1, to Obama and the Democrats. That's because they know the new party of power will be the Republicans. And then 4 years after that, they'll give the money to the Democrats. It's all staged, New York Times. So that's just some of the news there. New BlackBerry has spyware risk in it. CNET News researcher reporting. That other key report, think the government's corrupt, you may face 10 years in jail. Another report out of American Chronicle, a devastating war between Israel and Hezbollah is on the horizon. A big article on the census despotism that's taking place. That's just some of the reports there. John McCain's daughter calls the Tea Party racist. It is all coming up today. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, thanks for holding. Okay. Let's move on. Michael in California. Michael, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm calling today to talk about something that a friend and I, who is an independent researcher along with me, is finding here in Central California, that people need to start looking at sudden cardiac death. Sudden cardiac death is a diagnosis when doctors have no other idea why a heart stops.
Well, a lot of times when they taser a 14-year-old and they die of a heart attack, they say, the taser had nothing to do with it. It was sudden cardiac death.
Absolutely. And what we're finding here in California is that healthy, in-shape athletes, two high school students in the last 10 days have fallen over with sudden cardiac death.
I'll tell you what a lot of it is. It's a cocktail of toxins in our environment, but a lot of the studies show this is on the rise everywhere because GMO foods are causing autoimmune responses in the ventricles of the heart.
And what we have done is we've set up an email account so that people can write us and tell us when they hear of this kind of thing happening. What we're looking for are newspaper articles. What newspaper did you hear it in or what television station? Because we can't do statistical reports.
Well, you can also search engine it, but go ahead and fire the email out.
The email is researchef112@yahoo.com.
All right, got to jump, Michael. And I'm happy to take these calls, but you know we don't censor your calls, and I'm glad you called. And that's an interesting point you raise. But, I mean, is anybody concerned about the cybersecurity passing the House? Is anybody concerned about all the new net censorship going on and all the calls for it by government and industry? Is anybody concerned about the naked body scanners and your images being saved? Is anybody concerned about the economy? Is anybody concerned about states passing laws that if you basically criticize the government, you can be arrested? I mean, is anybody concerned about what's going on? James in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I want to thank you for all your hard work. 2009 was a great year. Obama deception was huge. Fall of the Republic, I just handed out two copies of it. Great stuff. 20 minutes with the president, all great stuff. Keep up the good work. I really appreciate it. I know you're working a lot of hours. I had three questions for you. Why are the globalists still using the term New World Order when they know that there's a resistance to it? My second question is, would the globalists still have been able to pull off 9/11 if Gore would have won the election? And my third question is, what books and films, documentaries would you recommend to learn about the Founding Fathers and the American Revolution? And that's it. I'll go ahead and hang up and let you answer.
Okay, well, hold on a minute. Give me the first two questions again.
Why are they still using the term New World Order, like Gordon Brown, Kissinger, when they know that there's a resistance to it? They wrote the Megiddo paper.
And then the other question was?
Would they have still been able to pull off 9/11 without Cheney and the neocons in place? Say Gore had won because it was a close election and everything. Would they still, I know Gore's still a puppet, but would they have been able to pull it off without all their team in 2000?
Okay, those are really good questions. I wrote them down. Thank you for the call. Let me try to succinctly answer the first question. For the last 50 years, we would have former Pentagon officers, members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, CIA people, you name it, who were in the system, university professors, think tank operatives, senators, House members, British lords. They would be in these meetings where they would openly say, I mean, I've got transcripts of the congressional record in the 1954 where they had people testifying calling for world government. And so to build anything this big, it's got to be out in the open in the actual power structure and in white papers and in think tanks. So it's never been a secret. And so people would come out and say, I'm against this. And if you talked about this in the 50s, they would poison you, they would kill you, they would imprison you, they would demonize you. I mean, because early on, and this is an embryonic phase, the establishment couldn't be exposed. But as they bankrupt societies, as they grew the size of government, as they got people on welfare, as they got people into the system, as they leveraged derivatives over the last half century, as the elite created more fiat currency and credit, many times over than all the wealth in the world, they now believe they're very secure in their power and that they have a dumbed-down population, and now they're openly coming out with the global taxes paid to the IMF and World Bank, open world government power to the private banking cartel that in 1991, at a Bilderberg conference, David Rockefeller called for, a global government for the administrative convenience of the international banking elite. Okay? And so they stalled everybody by saying it didn't exist and saying it's not kosher, it's not acceptable, it's kooky to talk about world government, using peer pressure just to where people in polite conversation wouldn't discuss it. It was like passing gas in church or something. You're just not supposed to do it. But over the years, especially with the Internet, we've been successful at exposing the real system and exposing the fact that they were lying about it in their own documents. So they started losing a lot of credibility. And now they're so far along in their plan, they can't deny it anymore, so they come out and put a spin on it. They say, hey, global governance is good. It's going to save the Earth and save the polar bears and penguins. Hey, global government's good. It's going to help the third world. And it turns out they want to rip them off more. You know, global government is the only thing that's going to save our society. We've got to do it. And they have Miss America call for it, and all the different movies and TV shows have propaganda placement in it about how great it is and how we have to have it. But they simultaneously have such contempt for the public that they still say, world government doesn't exist, dangerous kooks, talk about it. The ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and others. And they put out internal government reports saying anybody that talks about this is a nutty kook who wants to kill police. And they actually say that in the Mayak report because they think cops are dumb. None of this exists, officers. It's completely insane. These people want to get you. Now drink your fluoride, eat your GMO corn, take your vaccine, officer. You know, use your DU, everything's fine. So they're still simultaneously saying none of it exists, none of it happens, none of it's going on, while separately saying it's the greatest thing since air conditioning and sliced bread. So that's the psychological warfare technique that's going on, and that's why they constantly talk about global government, new world order, global governance, okay? Because it's here. We've been in the new world order completely since the mid-1980s. There's no doubt of that. America's been fully captured by offshore banks, and now they're just running our credit card up to finance their whole operation. And they're using staged terror to set up a police state grid because they know we've already woken up. Now they're going to try to clamp down on us. So the fight is on. I'll come back and talk about could they have pulled off 9/11 and some of the best books and videos about the Founding Fathers out there. We'll cover it all straight ahead and then more of your phone calls. Chris, Herb, Ron, Ethan, and many others. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network, and I'm Alex Jones.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
The union's a big business band, and it's going out and I got dinosaurs. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to roll on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole business is gonna be against the law.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even cover that. That just reminded me, Bob Dylan. Thank you. Guys, print it for me. It was from the weekend. I didn't cover it. Man, I got to go through these stacks no matter what. In Oklahoma and other states, they've now passed laws that you can't even put burglar bars or a bigger latch on your house to, quote, keep law enforcement out. You get more than a decade in prison for it. And my grandma's got burglar bars. I mean, burglar bars are a great thing, especially when you've got crime. No, sir. I had a house with burglar bars. One time somebody tried to break in. Good thing we had. It's a big deterrent. And they're calling in several cities in the U.S., including Tulsa, Oklahoma, that you not be allowed to have a garden. I can see someday when even having your own garden's going to be against the law. Because it's sundown on the Union. What was made in the USA? Sure looked like a good idea. You were in there cringing, Jaron. You don't like my singing? Oh, watch yourself, pal. Oh, I can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle it. Courts are ruling they can taser you to answer questions now. That's open torture. Forget Abu Ghraib torture or Camp X-ray torture. Okay, answering the other question. Could the neocons have pulled off 9/11 if they wouldn't have been in office? And the answer is the neocons, this is the Wall Street Journal, by the way, Trotsky got kicked out. The U.S. government, the British government, on record, this is congressional reports, funded Lenin. But then by the late 40s, early 50s, after World War II, the West couldn't control their fake communist revolution. They wanted to build it up as a counter threat, to be able to build a police state here. That's how they always do it. They create Saddam, they create bin Laden, they create it all. And that's on record. And so they were unable to control it. And Stalin, who was horrible, of course, but wasn't going along for a while, Trotsky had to flee to Mexico. And his top lieutenant, of course, was the founder of the neocon movement. His son's one of the top neocons today. William Crystal. He said, we will overthrow America just like we did. They were the original gang that overthrew Russia, just like we did Russia, we'll do it in America. I mean, this is on record. And they said, we will take over the conservative movement. So the CIA funded William F. Buckley, all the rest of it, the rest is history. And this is all on record. And so when you talk about neocons, I mean, Rahm Emanuel is a top neocon who in 96 made sure real anti-war Democrats didn't get elected, just like Sarah Palin and Dick Armey and others of the operatives to make sure real conservatives, real libertarians like Evan Medina in Texas don't get elected, and it's Rick Perry. This is how they do it. This is how they operate. This is how they get their job done. And so absolutely, you better believe 9/11 was planned long before Dick Cheney got in. Now, Dick Cheney did get into office, did get into the Pentagon and the White House, along with Donald Rumsfeld, his protege, right after L.L. Lemonser got kicked out by Kennedy. And he was one of the top minions of Gerald R. Ford. They got the continuity of government legislation passed. They had Bill Moyer's specials on that in the early 80s for martial law and how they were planning it. They had congressional hearings about it, Rex 84. And so they were top technicians. So it's not like, would this have happened if Gore got in? They put Bush and company in because they were the specialist who'd been planning this particular Northwoods ball game ever since the early 60s. Operation Northwoods declassified plan to bomb U.S. cities, hijack jets by remote control, crash them, blame it on the Russians and Cuba to start World War III. I mean, ABC News headline, Pentagon plan to terrorize U.S. cities as pretext for war. Baltimore Sun similar, AP similar. That's covered in all my 9/11 films, like Road to Tyranny. But, you know, it's not like what would have happened if McCain got in. McCain was never meant to get in. Or what would happen if Al Gore would have got in? Or what would happen if George Bush Sr. would have won another term? Well, I mean, Bill Clinton worked for him. Bill Clinton, we know who his CIA section chief was in London. It's all staged, folks, completely staged. President's just some hard-working teleprompter-reading minion. All right, I'm going to try to continue to accelerate through your calls. But these are important questions. You asked about Founding Father books. The best thing to do is actually read books written by the Founding Fathers or read compendiums of their letters and their quotes. That's really the best material out there. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to your calls here in just a few minutes. I'm going to be quite frank. I got a little bit overheated, excited at the start of the show, and I've been trying to train myself to try to cover all the news I have in front of me. So I'm going to try to settle down, eat my lunch for 5 minutes, and then come back to your calls. Plus, this is a very important video, audio. It's up on Infowars.com. It's also on the YouTube channel. Starting next week, these YouTube videos are going to be posted first to PrisonPlanet.tv for members, these emergency alerts we put out. It's titled Internet Censorship Alert, Alex Jones Exposes the Takeover of the Internet. And we're going to go ahead and play this, and I'm going straight to your phone calls. We got Wayne Madsen coming up as well, and a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Here it is.
It's time for freedom lovers around the world to stop living in denial. Chinese-style net censorship and beyond is now being openly and incrementally deployed across the planet. We have had Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, come out and say they want to, quote, ban conspiracy theories, make you get a license to be able to have a website. The Italian government has already implemented this. The Australian government is implementing it and putting in total net filtering, banning websites like WikiLeaks. Major ISPs around the world have been banning InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, my sites. It's incredible. And the public isn't very savvy about the technical things that are involved here. For instance, several New Zealand publications reported, and I got hundreds of emails from people in Australia and New Zealand in the last week saying that most major ISPs were blocking getting to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then I got emails saying, well, wait a minute, I'm in Australia or New Zealand, I can still get it. Yes, on your ISP, but some of the biggest were blocking us. And there are public statements put out by them that indeed we were blocked. But because of public outcry, we are now not blocked. The Australian government is saying they will just add to a list whoever they want, or if anyone ever complains about a site. No judge, no jury, no due process. Your site is banned. Domestic sites in Australia are being banned. They're making people now register with the government to be able to have a site that criticizes politicians. This is in the news. This is happening. 2 weeks ago, Bill Gates came out and said, I support China and their censorship. Now, China mainly uses web filtering. Even more abusive and draconian in the United States, we have the head technology officer at Microsoft and others at Davos and UN meetings agreeing with the UN and saying we want all Americans, all Brits and all Canadians to have to sign in with a net ID, preferably via a biometric. They're openly proposing that this now happen. On top of that, I happen to have the cybersecurity bill that passed the House of Representatives almost overwhelming. There were just a few votes against it, and it's moving on to the Senate. And I challenge people to go read this bill for yourself. It recruits high schoolers and college students to join Homeland Security. The Pentagon admits that they now are hiring tens of thousands of bloggers to counter disinformation on American blogs. They say they may target. Now, there was an Air Force a few months ago talked about killing American journalists in country. Even the smallest IT provider will have to put in the software and government snooping hubs where everything is recorded by the government, everything's controlled. These indexes of thousands of websites that are banned have to be installed at the local ISP level, even in small towns. Under these different blacklists, we are included, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, all over the country and all over Europe and many other areas of the world. We have been sent countless screenshots of Cox Communications, Time Warner, you name it, ISPs in England. We've written articles and put links to their statements going back 4 years saying this is objectionable material. And there's really four ways they flag. They say porn, or they say hate, or they say gambling, or illegal activity. And they normally use hate for us. Now, even if you think what we're saying is hateful, shouldn't there be the free speech? Shouldn't you have the decision to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com? The truth is, we have some of the most banned sites worldwide because we are effective. We cover the real issues. And so it's not just universities and law enforcement centers and public schools and corporations that are now banning us. We've got a list on PrisonPlanet.com in an article that Paul Watson wrote titled Frightening Taste of Internet Censorship as Major Free Speech Website Blocked. In Watson's article, we have links where major transportation hubs in the EU and in England that are supposedly free internet that's taxpayer paid for, and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is blocked. So we have been put in these databases fraudulently to be blocked, and you shouldn't put up with it. You should complain. You should say no. You should call your ISP and tell them you're going to move on to somebody else if they continue this. Because if we allow this incremental implementation of Chinese-style net censorship, obviously it's going to hurt our society. Every time they attempt to incrementally restrict the internet and the free flow of information, we need to stand up and say no. And we need to stand up to Time Magazine and the New York Times and countless other mainstream publications that have all called in the last month for a net ID to be able to get online, who've called for internet taxes, who've called for taxes and regulation on talk radio, because they can't just ignore the internet. They can't fund COINTELPRO and Pentagon disinformation to have us all infight with each other. They've done all that, and it's not working. So now they want to incrementally shut it down. They want to force things on the internet too, the safe internet, as the UN and a Microsoft executive said. Then you'll have the old internet, they claim. But if you really read Internet 2 consortium meeting minutes, they plan to force everybody over to the new internet, where you have a subdomain with a major carrier who can shut you down whenever they want. And then they're going to incrementally shut down the old web and use this cybersecurity legislation to restrict free speech. And in the words of the White House, in the words of Barack Obama, they have said a declaration of war against free speech that they may shut the web down to save it during some staged false flag cyber attack they launch. They have said that the Pentagon is going to be in control of it. They're building the giant NSA / Pentagon fortresses all over the country and forcing all the major ISPs to wire into their grid. They've built a giant separate network outside of the original internet that they're going to force everyone onto. This is happening. IT professionals everywhere are discussing it. CNET News is exposing it. Mother Jones, back in April of last year, almost a year ago, should Obama control the internet? A new bill would give President emergency authority to halt web traffic and access private data. Time Magazine pushes draconian internet license plan. Death of the internet. Censorship bills in UK, Australia, US aim to block undesirable websites. One of their main targets is WikiLeaks. It's being banned everywhere because it exposes government corruption. Obama information czar calls for banning free speech. And I've got his quotes here from the paper that Cass Sunstein wrote a year and a half ago. Quote, government might ban conspiracy theorizing. That's any criticism of government. That's anything outside their tiny orthodoxy. He lists saying that man-made global warming isn't real as a bannable offense. He lists saying that a little bit of sunlight is good for you is a conspiracy theory and should be banned, when all the major studies show it's good for you. He says government might impose some kind of new tax, financial or otherwise, on those who disseminate such theories. I mean, folks, this is what they're saying. This is really happening. Police want backdoor to web users' private data without warrants. CNET News under cybersecurity. This is all going on. We are being censored right now. Do you understand? It's happening. Italy, England, Canada, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand are all implementing this incrementally right now. Today it's the ISPs, but the ISPs are building in partnership with the government. It says private corporate partnerships where they hack up different sectors of the web and that they will be able to police and do whatever they want, recruiting giant youth squads to serve in homeland security facilities, countering disinformation, countering lies about the government. CENTCOM admits they're doing this. Stop living in denial. This is happening. What do we do about it? You call the Senate. You tell them, do not implement this draconian bill. The Senate version's even worse. Kill the Cybersecurity Act. Understand that our government's been caught staging false flag after false flag. They're constantly hyping how dangerous the internet is because they can't allow it to continue to operate because it's exposing their fraud. They have the incentive to launch a fake cybersecurity attack, just like the Gulf of Tonkin or the Reichstag, as a pretext of control. Support the free internet now while you still have it. Appreciate sites like WikiLeaks and InfoWars.com and the Electronic Frontiers Foundation and what it's doing. Support sites like Cryptome. All of these sites are under attack on record. Many of them are being raided by the FBI. They don't want the people standing up against what they're doing. And they are testing the people's resolve right now. They are pushing the borders of what they can get away with. They're sending up trial balloons. Now is the time to let them know we are not going to let more oppressive laws than even communist China has installed take place here in the United States and in Europe. Out of the gates, they're proposing more oppressive systems than what China even has. And that's mainstream news. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. If you think you're being raped by big government right now, they haven't even gotten started. We need to keep the internet free. We're also going to be developing plans to create printable newspapers, DVD distribution, other systems to get around all of this. But in the end, we're up against classic tyranny, and it doesn't look good. So please spread this video. Please spread the articles we've written. Please make your own videos and analyze the attacks on the internet. If we don't stand together, we're all going to hang separately. God bless you all.
And there's an article that goes with that video. Every word I say has a mainstream news article or a government document. Internet censorship alert. Alex Jones exposes agenda to blacklist dissenting sites and licensed users. Article by Aaron Dykes, if you want to go pull up that video and help us make it go viral. Because what we've learned from ClimateGate and FluGate and the takeover of healthcare and all of it is, when we stand up and fight, the New World Order fails. Now, I've got Reuters here. China, People's Liberation Army officers urge economic punch against U.S. to dump U.S. bonds and destroy our economy. Oh, that's our little friend that we gave all our secrets to, that the bankers have moved all our industry to. But they're not the threat. No, we've got to attack Iran. That is coming up. And here it is. Oklahoma law makes home fortification illegal, and the law states any type of burglar bars, anything. And I've got another report here where they want to license being able to have a garden because you might grow marijuana. See, oh, you can't, a prisoner can't have a garden in their backyard. Well, you're prisoners. You're here to be our slaves. What's going on in Oklahoma? Let's go to your calls now. Chris in New Hampshire, then Herb, Ron, Ethan, Steph, and others. You're on the air, Chris.
Hey, Alex. Chris here calling from New Hampshire, the only state in the country that still doesn't have a mandatory seatbelt law. How are you, sir?
Live free or die state. Welcome.
Absolutely. I am very concerned about the internet censorship that's going on at all levels. But it seems like it's just proof that what we're doing is working. And like you say all the time, the enemy is definitely on the run. Last year, all the people around me, my family, my friends, were asleep, stumbling through their daily lives. Now all my friends and family are waking up, and it's amazing to witness the transformation. It's largely due to your films, your websites, and your podcasts, so I thank you, and thank God for the Internet. I've got three quick things. YouDoNews is gone. Do you have any information on that?
You know, we don't have the IT people, and I know he was offering to give it to us, Daryl Rundis, and I guess we never used it, so we got rid of it. Hey, Matt, will you call Daryl Rundis and find out where YouDoNews went? They were asking us to take it and put it on our servers, and I guess we didn't. So we need to figure that out and get the database if they want to give it to us. No, I don't know, sir. That's the problem. I got a million things I want to do, and I can't do them all.
Yeah. The other thing, two more things. We're getting a second chance at the 10th Amendment resolution here in New Hampshire. So I encourage everyone listening to support that. I think there's a hearing on the 11th, and more information can probably be found, on the forums in New Hampshire. The third thing, the company I work for is offering 100 free one-year accounts for people who live in New Zealand in Australia, so they can continue to visit Infowars.com and enjoy all the information you provide. If it's okay, I'll give out the site. If not, I understand.
I mean, what is it, a proxy site or something, a proxy server?
It's actually better. Proxy servers generally only allow access to one protocol, which is typically for web traffic is port 80. The service we provide allows all ports and protocols. So it allows people from New Zealand and Australia to connect to a server that we have here in New Hampshire via what's called a virtual private network. And when they do connect to the server, then they surf the web from here, thus bypassing all the...
So it's like a proxy bubble that people are in.
It's even better. It's actually... It
okay, well, go ahead and plug it, and I'm going to move on. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Alex. It's patriotinternet.com.
All right, buddy. I appreciate your call. What a great name. Let's go ahead now and talk to Herb in Ohio. Herb, go ahead.
Alex, what a pleasure. What a privilege. One thing that bothered me that you said, and you say it a lot, and I really do worry about you for personal reasons, and that is you say this stuff's getting to you. It's going to make you crazy. Well, I'm going to tell you something. My father discovered this stuff back in the 1960s. And it ultimately made him nuts. He actually cracked up over it. And
No. I mean, that's a figure of speech when I say this stuff's crazy. No, I mean, it is overwhelming, but I have a great spirit. I mean, better spirits than I've ever been in my 36 years of life. So I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, I'm just saying he just couldn't handle it anymore. All the stuff he saw coming in. I mean, and back in the 60s, you know, he stumbled on this stuff. And he didn't have, obviously, the Internet and stuff. And I remember he would just, I mean, you know, he went on and bought Carol Quigley's book. He bought, I mean, he started getting so much into this. And people back 45 years ago just thought, I mean, he was just labeled a complete kook and a nut and everything. And he eventually did have a nervous breakdown over the whole thing. And I just don't want that to happen to you. Cause
yeah, well, that's not how peer pressure works on me. When I know I'm right, it only makes me stronger when I get persecuted, actually, sir. It's the opposite.
Number two, one thing I want to mention, I'm a chiropractor. I've been fighting the vaccinations for the last 35 years. And, you know, and people who think that the vaccinations cured all these diseases, I'm telling you, if they look into it, they'll find out that nothing could have been further from the truth. That was not legitimate. And even Jonas Salk admitted that what his vaccine did was not legitimate or anything else. But that's a whole
Well, it gave
fight.
Over 100 million Americans the SV40 cancer virus, and that's on record. I appreciate your call. If you look at the Western world, by the 1920s, people got running water and stopped dumping stuff in the street, and suddenly all the diseases went down. Then vaccines got implemented in the 30s and 40s, and the numbers actually went back up. So it actually made things worse, according to the gross statistics.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going going to go live and simulcast the last 2 hours of the last half of the broadcast in T-minus 6 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. You want to watch the live TV show, see high-quality archives of it, better quality podcast on the audio, all my films in high quality, my book, Paul Watson's book as e-books, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. It's only 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of 2 Starbucks coffees every month. Or get a yearly membership, and it's even lower, get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's talk to Ron in California. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Do you remember, do you remember when Henry Kissinger was at the New York Stock Exchange and he was talking about how Obama would be the perfect guy to bring in the New World Order?
Yeah, we have that clip, actually, in the Obama deception. He's perfect to fool the public.
Yeah. Well, what happened is I called it Mark Levin, his radio show, and I was telling him about that.
He said it didn't exist, right?
No, he acted like he was surprised because I was so, you know, confident, you know, in what I was telling him. You know, he goes, is that what he said, huh? And I go, yes, that's exactly what he said. Then he went on to, you know, scramble up the words like, well, what do you think about the Bohemian? And I said, oh, Bohemian Grove, you know, and I told him about the cremation of care. And, you know, he continued on this pattern of trying to trap me, you know. But anyway, somebody took that recording from that radio show, and they made a breakdown video on YouTube. And every point that I made that he was trying to, you know, make me look...
They put articles and videos up. That's why we're killing them. And again, it's our model. And I just did it instinctively back from Access TV 14 years ago, where we put every article up as we talk. Everybody's doing that now, and it's just devastating. What's the name of the video?
The name of the video is called Mark Levin Challenging Caller on Kissinger's New World Order Mention.
Did you guys hear that?
And it's right there. I'm looking at it right now.
Guys, get the name of this video again. Tell us again.
Oh, it's, let me look one more time. Mark Levin, Challenging Caller on Kissinger's New World Order Mention.
Okay, well, that's great because everybody can call into these shows and do what you've done and reach millions of people. And pretty soon, he can't act like you're kooky or weird if half his callers are calling in talking about it. That's why Limbaugh's forced to talk about it now. Savage is forced to talk about it a lot more now. But he would talk about it actually in the past more than them. Yeah, I'd give credit where it's due. And Drudge has now, last year, been covering it all. Because this is the truth. I mean, they will be obsolete. They won't even be in the game if they don't start covering the real facts. That's great news, Ron. Keep it up. Let's talk to Ethan in Canada. Ethan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance. I just want to commend you, first of all, for your courage in exposing these cannibalistic tyrants that are trying to take over this planet. I myself am calling up from Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. It's just a small town about 50 miles east of Toronto. Well, my fear is if you guys down there, you guys are all armed. You have your amendments that allows you to keep your weapons that they are trying to take, from what I've been hearing. Up here in Canada, we're basically just jellyfish already.
They always confiscate. Did you see the Toronto Star where they confiscated the reporter from the Toronto Star's single-shot shotgun he bought in the 70s? Came to his door and said...
That's my point, is there... Handguns are now basically close to restricted. You're only allowed certain people allowed to have them. They're trying to make long guns now illegal as well. Basically, we're just up here. We're defenseless as is. So I feel we're in a much worse state than you guys are down there.
Well, let me break this down. But here's the deal. And we don't want this to happen. But if we go into a Soviet or Nazi-type tyranny, do you know what you can do with a knife? You can get all the guns you ever wanted if you're willing to use it. And I know a lot of people, it's easier to defend yourself with a gun because you just pull the trigger. But let me tell you something. It's real easy. It's real easy to take out 4 or 5 people in about 60 seconds with a double-edged dagger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.